With that microphone rumble, we're back. Got a pretty big show for you today. Mostly, we're going to just talk about podcasts. Other podcasts. And what I'm doing wrong. We're coming to you for the first time from our new studio. So that's exciting. In a new home where I live with a girlfriend and a cat. So life is good. So we're going to have some advice from the experts, though. Because, you know, this is serious now. This is studio number 3, not including my mobile life. And it's time to get real serious about podcasting. Decide, what are the pros doing right that I'm doing wrong? I have a cat who wants to jump on the table. So it's going well. Hopefully that's in the expert advice. Oh yeah, have a cat jump on the table. Or not. I'll tell you something disconcerting about living with the cat. It seems like she knows when you're talking about her. I'm also right next to the cat's litter box, which is like this UFO that she just goes into and then comes out having peed. Or pooed, I guess. I don't know what cats do, but I assume it's a little bit of both. I assume they're just all over the place with that stuff. But, yeah. So strap in. We've got a good episode coming up for you today. And, let's have some fun. What I thought I would do. I wanted to look at an article here that I found that's about 13 podcasting tips from the experts. I'd be lying if I didn't say that I thought it said sexperts, because I wanted to know what sexperts thought about podcasting, naturally, because who wouldn't? But I guess the world will never know. Excuse me. I'm having a mouth gas problem. Jesus Christ. Well, we'll see what they say about that. But here's 13 podcasting tips from the experts. Now, here's what's really great about this. This is from a very marketing perspective. In case you weren't sure about that, near the top are giant icons for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, and Pinterest. So I guess this is like considered marketing now. It's like, look at the buttons we have. If we have buttons to share things, people will do the marketing for us. I don't know. I know I've expressed this on here many times that I think marketing is the root of all evil. And but you know what? Maybe I should give them a chance. Maybe marketing has something to offer me. And I just haven't been responsive. So let's take a look. Let's see. 13 podcasting tips from the experts. I considered calling this article 13 expert podcasting tips from the experts, but it felt too Spinal Tap for me, if there is such a thing. Hilarious. There's a, quote, and capitalized podcasting renaissance going on right now. Did you guys know that we're in the middle of a renaissance? I don't really know anything about the Renaissance. Is that Shakespeare time? I feel like that's Shakespeare time. Bad clothes, but I don't know. Can I just ask a question about the Renaissance? Was it that great, or was it just the first time in human history where people were like, well, at the end of the day, I got like an hour of free time. Like, I am not just living in a cave and hitting someone with a club. I mean, I'm living in a shitty house and dumping my pee out the window. But I dump my pee out the window, and the Renaissance is born. Businesses and internet marketers are realizing the benefits of having their own podcast, their own internet radio show. Yeah, very good. I'm glad that business and internet marketers are realizing the benefits. That's what I was most worried about. When you take anything that I'm going to pretentiously call an art form, and you say, oh, well, geez, how are people going to market this? That's my number one priority. So I'm glad that this, you know, person has said that business marketers have figured it out. And now the cat's going in her UFO very slowly. Halfway. We're almost in. I don't know what she's waiting for. I don't know. It's like she knows I'm doing a play-by-play. She's got three of her feet in. And now she's just kind of sitting there. Oh, here we go. Contained. All right. So I guess I'll just be podcasting while this cat pees. That's cool. The benefits of podcasting are plentiful. You get to sit next to a cat pee. Creating a podcast is simple and inexpensive. Although you can certainly make it difficult and expensive if that's how you roll. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I like that it's interesting to me that this is why marketing is, to me, being proven to be the root of evil, is like, let's look at these huge icons above: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, all free. And basically, as long as you have a nice looking photo on there, no one's going to know. You have a captive audience. Because people often listen to podcasts while they're doing something that keeps them from reading or watching videos, like driving in their car or running on a treadmill. Yeah. Yeah, totally captive. It's not like someone could just turn this bullshit off whenever they wanted. I'm sure that no one who has listened to 200 and however many episodes of this fucking show has never halfway through just been like, okay, you're just talking crazy. I'm going to turn this bullshit off. You are quite literally inside your audience's head, and they feel like they know you. You guys feel like you know me? I mean, I feel like this show, Jesus Christ, if you listen to this show, it's almost like if I ever meet a new person, they just need to listen to this show, right? Because that's a, granted, it's like 300 hours of listening time, but I don't know, how long into a relationship do you go by the time you've told all the stories? I feel like that's a couple hundred hours, and then you're like, all right, we're good. We got all the tales, all the tall tales there are to tell. People subscribe to your podcast, so it's delivered to them automatically, not unlike an email newsletter. That's amazing. What an insight. Next, they're going to tell me about really simple syndication or something. Since I'm no podcasting expert, I decided to tap some friends who were. Here are expert podcasting tips from 13 professionals who are knocking it out of the park. That's a business jargon. Here's what they do in business sometimes. They combine sports with business to create a way of saying a thing where they don't just say the thing. They say it in a different way. See? And I think that's what our friend was doing here. So I think when he says hitting it out of the park, he's not talking about, you know, taking an old CD and hitting it out of the park with a microphone as a bat. And he's talking about they're doing an excellent job. So here we go. Just do it is piece of advice number one. This is from Chris C. Ducker, who looks like a bald goon. He's the founder of Virtual Staff Finder, a virtual assistant matchmaking service, and Location 63. That's a word location, no space, 63, Cebu City's first ever co-working space. Oh, he's also a blogger, podcaster, and web TV show host, as well as being the creator of the free 7-day new business bootcamp. So his credentials include being a blogger, which everyone is, podcaster, which everyone is, and web TV show host. Good for you. Getting started with the podcast is the toughest part, and it's not a tech thing. We all have the ability to entertain, provide value, and be engaging. Disagree. However, a lot of the time we believe that nobody will listen in or pay attention to what we have to say. Once we get over this initial stumbling block and we're rocking and rolling on iTunes, I found that the optimum show length for an audience of small business owners or solopreneurs is around 30 to 45 minutes. This is like one of my favorite. I was reading this business book, and it was just a bunch of bullshit. And here's what business people love to do. They love to take something that doesn't have a specific term, right? Like solo entrepreneur, and just say solopreneur, even though it's like, yeah, I mean, I think most entrepreneurs we think of as being solo. That's kind of built into that term. There's already a plural, so entrepreneur would be the singular. But no, let's do solopreneur. Or I was reading, and this lady was like, this is when people get into what I like to call email fatigue or something like that, you know? And it's like, yeah, good one. And she's like, it's where you're very tired of email. It's like, oh, yeah, you know what? Your clever term for this is especially clever in light of the fact that you then explained to me what the fucking stupid term meant. Like, shouldn't I just know if it really is that great? Shouldn't I just know what it is? They like lots of tips, tactics, and techniques, and they love a little entertainment too, so don't be scared to throw in the odd joke, even if it's just a cheap gag. Podcasting has made a massive difference to the growth of my brand, business, and my audience. I absolutely wholeheartedly suggest that every entrepreneur in the 21st century get behind the mic and make it soon, because your competition is already planning to if they haven't already. So that's what Chris C. Ducker says. You should do it because you're probably behind. Your competitor has probably started a podcast. Good chance if you're like a solopreneur, let's say, and you have a business making light switch wall covers, probably your competitor, light switch wall cover maker, is already podcasting. So you're fucked, my friend. You are behind the eight ball. You may even be behind the nine ball at this point. I wanted to pull up and see if we could find Chris C. Ducker's podcast. I mean, he's a pretty experienced podcaster, right? So it shouldn't be too hard. Chris C. Ducker podcast. ChrisDucker.com. Let's see. Virtual CEO. Oh, let's see. Join my new business boot camp for free. Wow, he has a horrible website. Oh my God. Attract customers with videos and podcasts. Create raving fans with free ebooks. Apply smart social media strategies. This is the kind of stuff that makes me sad about the internet. It's like, this is what, you know, this is what it's being used for. It's for people who, like, how is it that someone can get paid to do this? I don't understand. This is what I get paid to do, is market things. You're not doing anything. Right? Oh, here we go. New business podcast. Let's see. Virtual Freedom Week. Should we just do Melissa Ramos? This is the most recent episode of this stellar show. Let's see if he stuck to his optimum. Well, he's got 10 tweets. 28 minutes. That's about perfect. Here we go.
Hi, and welcome to the New Business Podcast.
Wow.
Where this week, all week, it's Virtual Freedom Week. That's right, we're celebrating the...
It's Virtual Freedom Week.
First anniversary of number one best-selling book by none other than your host, Chris Ducker. Now buckle up, here we go.
Well, here we go.
Well, hello to everybody and welcome to episode number 95 of the New Business Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're tuning in live on Periscope right now, I am broadcasting the recording of this live intro.
Okay. So as you all know, I usually record, or if he's got one of those great ones where you can't skip ahead.
Of the book on Amazon. You can do that by going to
where my health issues really had stemmed from. And that usually is the case for most practitioners. But I found when I entered in the health field, because I actually came from an advertising background working at global ad agencies for, you know, a huge part of my adult life. And when I came into this field, I thought, God, it's just so hippie and unattainable. And you're going to make me buy a you know, $20 bag of berries from far away.
That's enough. Well, that seems like a horrible show. Here's what I don't like about that show. Okay, there's no confidence in that. There's no personality in that, right? It's just like this crappy canned music and then some hired voice to be like, hello, welcome to the podcast. Fuck that shit. So Chris Ducker, I don't like your show. Also, I don't like this thing where it's like, oh yeah, we all have the ability to entertain, provide value, and be engaging. If you're going to do a podcast, I'm going to give my contrasting advice to these people's advice, okay? If you're going to do a show and you're not funny, you don't have to be funny. Not everything has to be fucking funny. Like, if it's just not funny, if what you're doing isn't funny and your material isn't inherently funny, don't worry about being funny. Just be whatever it is you're doing. Whatever your thing is, just do that. It doesn't all have to be hilarious. Okay? Not everyone's hilarious. All right. Next, have a plan and system for your podcast. Well, this is something we here at Helpful Snowman believe in strongly. Podcasting is an excellent medium to share content and is showing signs of resurgence with a number of thought leaders and professional now entering or re-entering the podcast arena. Thought leaders. My God. Okay, I just had to get my mind right there. Thought leaders. Fucking fuck. In a recent interview, Chris Brogan was asked this question. If you had to give up one of your platforms, which would it be? His answer, I would give up my blog and would keep my podcast and newsletter. If you're considering starting a podcast, the best advice I can give you is to have a plan and system for success. So far what I'm reading in this sentence summary is some guy I never heard of would keep his podcast. And my advice to you is to have a plan that's success plan. So far, so good. Podcasting doesn't have to be difficult, but you must be committed and consistent if you want to grow your audience and have an impact. You can have the best equipment, intro music, and website, but those things alone don't guarantee success. I recommend looking at your podcast as a project, a defined beginning and end. One way to do this is to set up a checklist or workflow for each episode. Here's an example of my workflow, which I actually maintain in a project management system. So it's like a spreadsheet. When she says it's a workflow, it's a checklist. Guest, identify and contact, book the Google Calendar, send info, Skype info, record episode, edit episode, publish episode, send links to guests, promote episode. So basically, yeah, it's like, well, do you really need that? Here's the Helpful Snowman checklist workflow, okay? If someone's here, and I'm like, hey, do you want to do a radio show? And they say yes or no. Then we do the episode and fix it and put it on the internet. End of discussion. I don't understand why you have to have like, oh, yeah, record the episode. Yeah, no fucking shit, record the episode. In addition to my workflow checklist, I also have templates for show emails, follow-ups, pre-recorded intros and outros and video, ScreenFlow templates, which allow me to stay focused and save time. I simply drop the new info into my pre-formatted processes. My systems and process make the production of my podcast appear seamless and definitely keep me committed and consistent. Wow. So this is from Sheila Butler. The show, she does a web TV show called Successful Women Talk. And she does, she owns and operates Me Giant Incorporated, a children's line of room decor and accessories. Wow, that sounds really delightful. Should we take a look at Me Giant Incorporated? Offering small things, giant style. Well, this is a horrible website that I just found myself upon. She's the chief keeper-upper, she calls herself. Our products are smart and fun. From t-shirts with dogs that oink, Tyrannosaurus rexes that ribbit, roosters that moo, and birds that bark, kids will relish these delightful, exuberant designs. But how do you actually get to this? I don't understand. All I can find on here is interviews with this lady and nothing that's actually like the actual thing. How Andre the Giant made me a better leader. Well, that's probably more interesting than any of the advice we're going to get here. Be giant and wrestle. Drink beers. This cat is going insane. I don't know if you can hear her in the background. She keeps walking over here and then sprinting back across the room. I also saw her on the stove drinking water from a pot. She's on her worst behavior. Absolute worst behavior. Let's see what we've got next. Launch big or go home. When bringing a podcast into the world, launch day is of utmost importance. iTunes currently rules the roost in terms of podcast traffic, and they have given newbie podcasters a gift beyond value that goes by the name of new and noteworthy. When one arrives at the iTunes podcast store, the absolute best real estate commanding the top two rows and much of the visible screen is the new and noteworthy section. From launch date, you have 8 glorious weeks of eligibility to be one of the top 100 new and noteworthy podcasters. And 99% of podcasters do not take advantage of this opportunity. Entrepreneur on Fire was ranked as the number one business podcasters on New and Noteworthy for 8 straight weeks, and the amount of organic traffic that... God. Okay, so here's his advice. Release a minimum of 3 podcasts on launch day. Spend the first week reaching out to your audience, asking them to download all 3, and leave a rating and review. 3 is a simple math equation. 100 subscribers in the first week will give you 300 downloads as opposed to 100. Wow. See, this is like the kind of douchey crap that I hate, that it's like, well, you're just manipulating the system, right? Like, it's not because you have a great show. It's because, oh, yeah, well, we figured out a way around the system. And so basically, that's all there is. What the fuck? And what is his show, Entrepreneur on Fire? Does it sound good? Does that sound fun to you? Should we check? Oh, here's what's interesting. Sign up below and get our 3 most recent resources. Oh, interesting. Yep, sign up below to receive our 3 most downloaded resources. So you get 3 things at once. Isn't that interesting? You get all of it at the same time. Well, let's see. We've got Entrepreneur on Fire, Kate's Take, and that's actionable advice for entrepreneurs, and Quotes on Fire. Oh, freepodcastcourse.com, a 20-episode show on how to podcast. All right, how do we get to that? That's the one we need. This website sucks ass. I don't know how to work this. Guys, I don't know how to make this website play. 896, become the writer on your journey, says Rick Sapporo. Something happening?
Who you associate with, who you marry, who you partner with, who you live with, who you hire, those decisions magnify over time.
What are you waiting for?
Wow.
Tickets to a rocket ship? Visit freepodcastcourse.com and prepare to ignite.
Hiring? With ZipRecruiter, you can post to 50-plus job sites, including social...
Okay, so far we've got 2 ads. Just going to skip ahead here a little bit. Oh, yeah, many, many more visit this podcast.
Make a lasting first impression with unique business cards from Mood.com.
Jesus Christ. Okay, here's another ad.
Paper and exclusive design templates make it easy.
My God. This is... Yeah. I didn't notice the part where the guy was saying, like, oh, and have, like, 5 fucking ads right up top.
Fire Nation, John Lee Dumas here. And I am fired up to bring you our featured guest today, Rick Sapporo. Rick, are you prepared to ignite?
I am prepared. Are you prepared?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Rick is the CEO.
Jesus. Okay. This is really horrible. Yes. Thank you for asking. Are you prepared to ignite? This is like the unfortunate thing. I feel like... What if you were on that show and he does that? He's like, are you prepared to ignite? No, I'm not prepared to ignite. Go fuck yourself. Like, yeah, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to, yes, let's just start. Just start. Here's the next piece of advice. Hire a professional voice. Get a professional voice talent to record your introduction and outro. A voice talent can add a certain flair of professionalism that can set your podcast apart from others. for social media marketing podcast, we hired John Melly and asked him to do an Australian accent. It made a huge difference in our production value. Michael Stelzner is the follower of the Social Media Social Media Marketing Podcast. Wow, that's fucking belly of the beast right there. Social Media Marketing Podcast. Yeah. How about you do a voice and just do a, I don't know, Australian accent? Why the fuck not? That seems like a good way to go. Oh. Oh, Social Media Examiner seems to be also the company that brought us the Social Media Marketing World, which, if I remember correctly, is, do you guys all remember? Let's get social. Same thing. Well, let's see what their podcast sounds like.
Helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much.
That's real fucking professional. Social Media Marketing Podcast. I guess we should do that on ours, too.
Oh, that's no knife. This is a knife. Welcome to our show. Oh, Australian. We all know Australians know the most about podcasting. That's why we did it in a snowman.
Talk about influencer marketing. How do you work with people who have influence? Should you work with everyone who has influence? You're really going to enjoy it. Before I get into the awesome
really
discovery that
enjoy
we
it.
Found, do you know who Tom Fishbourne is? He's also known as the Marketoonist. I came across this awesome comic, and let me describe it to you, that he drew. There is a dog standing at a whiteboard drawing a pie chart.
This is
going to
be great.
And he has a little laptop and a projector. And there's three other dogs there. And he says, we need to stay focused on our marketing priorities and not get distracted by any shiny new. And then they all of a sudden look out the window and he says, look, squirrel. And it's hilarious because obviously this is the plight, I think, of the marketer.
Yep. Yeah, nothing better than someone describing a hilarious cartoon about the fact that dogs see a squirrel.
Well, it's been our show.
Do you think they have an outro too? They must, right?
Urgent project.
A sponsor comes to us. If they can build out a custom ads and but
ads,
ultimately,
ads.
Most of the expect people
I can't
to
even
sign
skip
ahead.
To
our,
the end.
We have a fantastic following on.
Oh. Also, don't forget, you can grab for a very limited time still
we
virtual
got our
tickets
jungle
for
music.
The recordings of all the content at Social Media Marketing World. Visit socialmediaworld15.com. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you in the driver's seat next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Great. That was well worth it. I hope they paid a lot. Let's go on to the next piece of advice.
Next piece of advice.
Be thankful for the audience you have. In essence, when you super serve those who are already following you, those folks will eventually be the ones who promote you and your podcast best. That's it. That was his whole advice. Just be nice to the people who listen to your show. Oh, okay, good one. Well, you know what? I'm always nice to my fans. Okay? I tell them to go fuck themselves constantly. And they keep coming back. Chris? No, what's your name? Jim? Cliff? Cliff, what you don't understand is some people like the abuse. Okay? Some people aren't looking for a yes man. They're looking for a go fuck yourself man. And I'm the man for the job. Next, your podcast ranking is important. Shoot for the best. Just like with Google results, the top rankings get most of the traffic. So when you decide to create a podcast, shoot for being in the top 5%. Do everything with excellence and make it worth your time. That's it. So her thing is like, do a good job. Great. That's super helpful. Her podcast is called The Eventual Millionaire. I just want to point out that every one of these websites has a pop-up ad for its own fucking website, by the way. Every time I try and click away from one, it pops up and it's like, hey, This is the thing that's directly behind the thing we're talking about right now. Okay. Let's see if we've got a anything. So there's a bunch of millionaires. I guess she interviews millionaires and is like, so. How, oh, pop up. There we go. This is crazy. I don't know if I see any podcasting here. I don't find it. Here's a video. It says start here. We'll start here. That makes sense.
Welcome to eventualmillionaire.com. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, thanks for doing a video in a fucking warehouse.
And the reason why I interview millionaires is so that way you and I understand that they are just real people. They're not perfect. They make spelling mistakes. Sometimes really bad ones too. And that's okay. What you do need to be is ready and willing to learn and also willing to work hard. And those are really the key thing.
They're just like us. I learned this from a magazine. I can't remember if it was like the New Yorker or Atlantic, but they have this little section where it's like, they're just like us, and it shows rich people. And they are just like us. They're, well, like us, except super rich. They're just like us, except in that they're millionaires. You know, we call them millionaires. And the way they're most not like us is that they're millionaires. So there you go.
So what is an eventual millionaire? Well, I like to say an eventual millionaire is someone who has the goal to be a millionaire eventually. But they want to do it on their own terms. They want an enjoyable life and an enjoyable business. Ever My since God. I was about 8 years old, I wanted to be a millionaire. I know that sounds a little weird, but it drove me. It made me go to a great and very expensive college.
It's been my dream to be a millionaire. Well, wow, what a dream. Well, good luck. You know, I wish you the absolute best in pursuing your wonderful dream. That's not a shallow, weird, crazy, stupid dream at all. Good one. Next advice. Length is important. Remember my miniskirt philosophy for content, because it is very important when it comes to podcasts. Make it as long as necessary to cover the essentials, but short enough to keep it interesting. There you go. That's the miniskirt philosophy. Keep it short enough so that I can see just the edge of the vagina, but not so I can see all up in it. I think that was the implication there. Drive people to your website or blog. A podcast is great, but nobody can click a sound. You must get people to come back to your website or blog from your podcast. There are several ways to do this, but the best way is to have amazing, detailed show notes. During the show, let your audience relax while reminding them that they can always come back to your site to get all of the links and items mentioned in that particular show. It's a win for your listeners because they don't have to scramble looking for links or have to play blah, 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 blah. Try and make the journey to your show notes as easy as possible. Yeah. No thanks. No thanks. What would my notes be? Well, here's a link to what? Here's a link to the other times I talk about when I took a huge shit. Like the kind of shit that you take and you're fucking tired afterwards because it's like you shit out a piece of your soul. So here are the other 18 episodes where I talked about that. Good news. Let's see. Create content you would want to listen to. Oh, that's interesting. You're in someone's earbuds. They are listening to you, and if you create content and deliver it with sincerity and enthusiasm, you will make a remarkable connection with your listener. That is the power of podcasting. The PP. It takes people one or two podcasts to become a true fan, where it takes them several blog posts to really feel the same. Create content that you yourself would want to listen to, that you're excited about, and that you strike the balance between storytelling plus value delivering. I was so on board with this until then. God damn it. This is from Farnoosh Brock, by the way. I just don't like this value-driven delivery whatever bullshit. This is exactly the problem I have. Like, I don't understand, like, it's a marketing... These are marketing people, right? And I could understand some... Like, podcasting to me, the reason it's evil... Nobody says, like, I want to paint a painting to get rich, right? Or I'm going to paint this painting, but then I need to figure out how to monetize it. No one uses that word there, right? But that's like the podcast word. Like, how are you going to monetize it? What are we going to do? How are we going to drive more business to my website? Well, I don't really care if I drive business to my website because there's no business on my website. It's just stupid posts about nothing. I don't know. I guess like maybe it's just me being uptight, being a dick about like, oh yeah, this isn't art. This isn't just a thing, a stupid thing. It's like important. And this is people just being like, oh, here we go. Let's see. Find your best potential interviewees. Create a master list of every potential guest that you would like to have on your show. Look at the clout scores of each guest. All right. Well, let's look at clout. I'm going to look at clout here. And let's see if I can look up the clout score of some of our past guests. To sign in, do I have to sign in? Let's do clout. I'll just type it into Google. Clout. Well, let's do clout score of like Natalie Portman. Does that work? That doesn't seem to do anything. Clout. Well, I'm going to just type in clout score Alex Dumba. I found his grandma's obituary. So I don't think it's going well. I don't think that I don't think that's what we were seeking really, right? Kansas track and field, that's not even him. Okay, well, but you know what? It didn't say necessarily that they have to have a good one just to look it up. So I looked it up. Let's try one more. Nicanor. Clout score. I'm just going to leave it at that because, you know, how many could there be? Clout score. Corp. Is a score between 1 and 100 that represents your influence. So like Bieber is 92. Zooey Deschanel is 86. Barack Obama is 99. It makes sense. Leslie Haller is 64. I don't know what that is. Jessica Gottlieb, Mao Ye. I don't know who those people are. Okay, this is getting complicated and seems dumb. Also, if Justin Bieber's a 95 and Barack Obama's a 99, that's not a system I care to be part of. So go fuck yourself, whoever you are. Travis Lane Jenkins, go fuck yourself. Allow the interview to flow, but focus on one topic for the blog post. I'm not interviewing. You can profit from podcasting. Here we go. Making money from your podcast is very possible, but there are some very specific action plans that need to be taken first. First of all, what do I know? My podcast, Internet Business Mastery, has been the ranked number one podcast in the incredibly crowded and competitive categories, blah, blah, blah. It's made over $2.2 million. So here are the steps. One, find the pain. First, you identify your audience's pain so you can solve it for them. One of our students, Darline, did that with her site, mamasonbedrest.com. She found all the pain behind pregnant women confined to bed rest so that she could find all the solutions to pain, creating massive value. What? Belief in the value you have to offer. Share the story of how you or someone you are close to had the exact same pain or problems that the audience has. Darline? And build a relationship. All right. Find the pain. One time I took this huge dump. It was giant. And I was in pain. You know, I didn't know if I could keep it up, if I could live this way forever. I didn't know if I'd done the right thing. But sometimes you got to just dump out that dump and then take the bed rest if necessary. Sometimes you got to shit out the shit. And that's all there is to it. I've been Pete. There you go. That's our 13 tips. I think I might have skipped one. I make accidents. I have problems along the way. We're not perfect. You know what? If that's my 13 tips, should I give my 13 tips to people who are doing a podcast? Number one, don't do a podcast unless what you want to do is a podcast. So in other words, don't just think of this as like, oh, yeah, I want to do a thing, so I'll do it as a podcast. No, bad. Number two, just plan to spend more time on it than you think, because it takes forever. Number three, just calm down with the heavy editing, okay? All this stuff with this, these heavy edits and like this, welcome to the Jet Podcast. Like, that's all, that's radio. That is not podcasting. And let me tell you why it's different. Radio sold us for all these years this thing of like, hey, in order to be on the radio, you have to sound a certain way. You have to sound like Casey Kasem, right? And you never fuck up what you say. And it's all just overproduced nonsense. And podcasting doesn't have to be that way. And the best shows aren't that way. So why podcast if that's what you're going to do? That would be my question to you. Why would you waste your time podcasting if what you really want to do is just do a fucking radio show? Then just do a fucking radio show. Quit screwing around with podcasts. How many is that? Like three? I have to do 10 more. Be on my show. Just come be on my show. Just come be a guest on my show. Put your cat in the pound. That would be another one. She's drinking out of the pot on the stove. And just she's just putting her hand in there. Just sitting on the stove. I'm looking right at her. Just doing it. That's five. Let's see. Six. If you're not funny, that's cool. You don't have to be funny. And if you are funny, then be funny. But if not, don't worry about it. Like, not everything has to be fucking funny. I don't know when we decided that everything has to be funny. Don't be boring. But if you're interesting, you don't have to be funny. Like, if you have something to say, I don't have to be laughing my ass off when you say it. All right? That's not necessary. Seven. So now I need eight. Number eight. Okay. I'm like already out of advice. Oh yeah, money. Don't plan to make money on your fucking stupid show. Like, if that's what you're going for, if that's all you're going to do, it's not going to make you happy. Believe me. Money is never going to make you happy enough to do something that's like, work. It's never going to work that way. It always seems like it would be great, but if you were just doing a podcast for money, you'd eventually hate podcasting forever. And that would be the end of that. So, you know, do it and then worry about the money later. Money's not the beginning goal of a podcast. Nine. Listen to some podcasts. Like, listen to a lot of them before you do yours, because you can hear how other people do it, and they probably do some stuff better. They probably do some stuff worse, but Jesus Christ, they almost definitely do some stuff better. And then also, that gives you a pretty good idea of what you do and don't like to listen to. It's like, you know, I think that it's like writing. Like, reading a good book about how to write is not as good as just reading a really good book and just thinking about how that author did what they did. That's what you need to do. Not just read these fucking instruction manuals. Number 10, anyone who's a marketer, just stay the fuck away from them. Tell them, if for some reason you're worried about marketing or a marketer, here's what you tell a marketer. You're being paid to market something. I'm not going to alter that thing so that you can better market it. Your job is to market the thing. So market the thing or don't. And if you can't market this thing, rather than telling me to change it, go fuck yourself and get a different job or work with someone else. I'll find someone who can market my thing, because that's what I'm doing. Number 11. Justin Bieber and Barack Obama aren't the same. And if any system that ranks them the same is dumb and doesn't work right. And there's a big problem. Two more. Drink beers while you do it. I don't care what anybody says. That's the tip of the day. And last tip. I don't know, just start doing it and just keep doing it. And make time for it. Like, just do it. Just fucking do it. I want more shows. I want more shows that I like. So if you're thinking about doing a show and you listen to this show, do it. You can join my podcast network, Business Marketing on Tears on Fire, heartsoffirebusiness.com/podcast. You can find all the resources you need there to start a podcast, or if you're just looking to, you know, up your podcast, make it something a little better. You can find everything you need at that one simple website that I said before that, you know, wasn't even real, so no one can fucking remember that shit. All right, guys, we did it. I got a little taste of what the fuck the cat's doing all night, which is pretty disappointing. She's on her worst behavior, it turns out. She's walking around on the counter and putting her face in stuff. So good. I was wondering why I was having allergies. All right. We'll see you guys next time.